CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. Today is, it's the 3rd of April. I don't know, man. April seems like a funny month already. Maybe it's because we, you know, had some nice weather at the end of March, and now we're back into the cold of winter. Probably not for everybody in the States, but certainly here. Because it is the first Wednesday, we have Nancy Aruda. Hey, Nance.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. And so what's up with the Universal Sky today? We've got a few things coming.
Yeah, we do. We do have a few things coming. I'm still kind of getting over that full moon in Libra.
Okay, yes. I think a lot of people, I don't know if I've heard many people complaining. I know that for me, it was fine that day. It was the next night, like it was the following, I think it went, the full moon was like early in the morning. And then it was that evening that I had kind of like a mini kind of meltdown, breakdown, something.
Yeah. It was really a moon that's just showing you what was out of balance, right, in life. And we don't like to be shown what's out of balance. Because then that means we need to correct it. For those people who live consciously, anyways. So when the universe shows us what's misaligned, it means that we need to start working towards realigning that energy. And the vibration of that moon continues into the new moon on April the 10th, because that one transpires in the sign of Aries. It is at 5:35 a.m. So, you know, we really don't see the new moon.
Right.
It's typically the darker moon in the sky, so we don't get to see it. However, there's a planetary alignment in the sign of Aries. So it's not just the moon at 20 degrees of Aries taking place. We have Mars at 22 degrees of Aries, Venus at 23 degrees of Aries, and, of course, they're leaving behind Uranus, which is still at 9 degrees of Aries. So there was this activation of, you know, truly awakening to what was out of alignment so that we can focus on realignment, which is coming up on April the 10th. So all this Aries energies means looking towards the self, and it's about the re-identification of the self and realigning with what the self desires. And it's difficult to do this in today's society because we focus so much of our energy on other people, and, you know, and it's not about what other people think. It's more about how can I align more with other individuals so that I can feel more aligned within myself. This is more around how can I align with myself so that I can attract other individuals that are more in alignment with me. So there's a tendency to be selfish during this time period. And I think a little bit of selfishness is okay, right? As long as it's not mean.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, if we don't have something that's pushing us to look at ourselves, to balance ourselves, to appreciate ourselves, we're not doing any work. So we have to, you know, that's the good part of the ego that sort of, you know, helps us find self-love, helps us, you know, do the things that we need to do within ourselves, because we can't do anything outside of ourselves.
Totally.
That's where we keep putting all of our energy.
Yes.
If you have any questions, and I know that some of you do, you might want to start calling in now so that you can get in queue, because I know you guys wait till the end of the show before you send us an instant feedback or call us. So try and call us in early now so that we can be ready and offer some guidance for you. You can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send an instant feedback. But because we have Nancy today, Nancy's our in-house astrologer, please add your date of birth. Be really clear about what the question is. Don't ask general questions, but add your date of birth so that Nancy can connect in with the energy of your date of birth. Okay, so that's the new moon in Aries. Is that what?
Yeah.
Libra. The full moon is in the opposite side, the opposite sign, and the new moon is in
the same sign.
Okay.
Yes. So the sun and moon are in the same sign. They're at the exact same space in the universe. So both the moon and the sun will be at 20 degrees of Aries, 40 minutes.
I see.
So they line up. New moon is a great time to plant seeds in your consciousness on what it is that you desire to create. So it is during this time that you focus on, what do I desire to create for myself? So this is where, you know, there's that tendency to focus on more selfish energy, right? Because we're focusing on me. Me is a priority.
And what's the difference between the me that's Aries and the me that's Leo?
Aries is I.
Okay. And Leo?
Leo would be me.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm getting the difference, but okay.
Well, we have me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
Okay.
It usually represents the same thing.
No, it doesn't. They're different vibrations. I is more the definitive divinity within the self. Okay. So it's the I am nature. It's about aligning with your authentic divine nature. Me is the ego. Me and myself might be the ego. I haven't really broken it up this way, but that would be more the ego self, the human persona, the humanistic desires in the
That's
short
not
term.
What we're focusing then on this new moon.
No, this new moon is about divine alignment, alignment with your divine authentic initiation into being. So what have you come to do in this incarnation with this spark of a soul that you have?
Well, then that is definitely not being selfish.
No. And it's about aligning towards that energy. However, because we do have an ego from the humanistic component of our being, okay, or from being human, it will often intertangle, because this Aries energy is very forceful. It's fire. It's inspired. And quite often we allow the inspiration, we'll trip in our inspiration. So to me, inspiration is, as Wayne Dwyer puts it, being inspirited, okay, or in spirit. When you're inspired, you're awoken to the inner divinity within you and something that's in alignment with what your spirit came here to learn. And when our human emotions get a taste of that, then quite often our human emotions will kick the divine component out of the way and try and overpower it with ego. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
So we have to be careful to hold the authenticity, the spirit within message of what it is that we want to create in life. Because the moment we move it to that place of human desire and human emotion, that is the moment we lose the inspiration and kind of flip what inspired us into a sense of attachment or attainment or, you know, entitlement, whereas we're never really entitled to anything. Entitlement is the humanistic component of flipping the inspirited message into human desire. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean for our conversation to take that route.
That's okay. That's perfect. So we do have some eclipses coming, but maybe we'll talk about what's coming up more quickly, which is Pluto going retrograde.
Yes, Pluto is stationing retrograde on April the 12th, which is 2 days after the new moon. And any time that Pluto goes retrograde, we're doing inner transformation work. We're taking, you know, our evolutionary cycle and focusing that on an inward level. Pluto will retrograde at 11 degrees of Capricorn, 35 minutes. So not only is society transforming on a transgenerational level, but on a personal level, we're doing internal evolutionary transformation. This particular Pluto retrograde is really about doing a lot of internal exploration. So we are going on a new journey to explore some unfamiliar realms within our being. So it is like the exploring component is going to awaken us to new places of being within ourself. And this journey takes place from April the 12th when it goes retrograde until it stations direct September 20th. So we have some time to play with this retrograde, during of which, you know, we're going to be reunited with that Uranus square Pluto aspect. But we'll talk about that in the future as well.
Right, right.
So,
and I mean, Pluto happens every year where it goes retrograde, right?
And it's yeah, and for a long period of time. Yeah.
And Pluto doesn't move very fast. So
no, and that's why it's evolutionary.
Right. We've been in Capricorn. It hasn't been that long, but it's been a couple years? A
couple years now, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, which is what it's, you know, it's here to make some changes in the corporate structure, what
corporate
Capricorn's all about.
Society, government, and we can see those changes happening more and more rapidly. I think with social media and the internet, it just makes it more available to us if we want to look at it.
Yeah.
Seeing how, like, people are starting to stand up and, you know, use their voice again, or at least their thought process in asking for change. How we receive that change takes time.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And, of course, there's, you know, the planetary alignment will be shifting into the sign of Taurus over the next couple of weeks as well. So we have Mercury moving from Aries into Pisces. Sort of finishing up that whole journey of...
Go backwards?
No, it's going into Aries from Pisces.
Okay.
Okay. It goes forwards. It's out of its post-shadow, but that it'll be completely out of the sign that it was in when it was retrograde. We have Venus moving into the sign of Taurus on April the 15th, which is a nice sensual, really get in touch with how you're feeling energy. The Sun moves into the sign of Taurus on April 19th, and Mars moves into the sign of Taurus on April 20th. So we have all those planets that are in Aries right now saying, you know, what do I want to create? Who do I want to be? What am I focusing on? Moving into the sign of Taurus, which is a separate vibration of what do I value and believe in.
So people that want to start, you know, making some changes, it's best to do it now before Mars kind of goes into Taurus, because Taurus is a much slower vibration usually, and it's more, it may help you ground.
It will help ground, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So, but Aries is the initiation.
Yeah.
It's the initiate the change now. At a fundamental level.
Right.
So it's like start those new beginnings. And I say start them with the new moon.
Right. Right.
So from now until the new moon, think about it, ponder it, contemplate it, and then on the new moon, launch it.
Yeah. Whatever that means. It may not mean doing anything, but it certainly means, you know, trying to find out what those steps are, doing something. Anyway, we're going to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky. She's our in-house astrologer. I know you guys have questions. We do have someone in queue. But if you have some questions and want some guidance, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or use the instant feedback. Just, if you're going to do instant feedback, two things. Don't be general. Ask a specific question and add in your date of birth, because Nancy looks at the vibration of your date of birth to do her reading for you. All right. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Thursday on New Sky Radio. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time, it's the Jane Wilkins-Michael Show. Jane has helped change lives by encouraging listeners and readers to become better than before. Coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with Dr. Pat. At 3 p.m. Eastern, step into the Spirit Salon with Laura Lee, the sane psychic. Joyce Jackson is on at 4 p.m. Eastern, bringing sanity when love feels a bit crazy. Let Joyce Jackson help you ride the roller coaster of love with style. Kathy is in with host Kathy DeBono at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You won't want to miss a minute of the crazy fun with Kathy and her friends. Coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern, Reverend Linda Newman and Tom Forrest have the answers to life's most pressing questions. Yours on Answers with the Astro Bank Lady. Get the latest from the stars with Zoe Moon and the Zoe Moon Astrology Show at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. today. I have Nancy Arruda, and obviously you guys must have figured it out because we now have a bunch of people in queue. So if you, again, if you want to jump queue from the instant feedback, you can give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. But if you want to send us an instant feedback, we'll try and get everybody. Just be really clear about what it is that you want. And also add in your date of birth, because that's what Nancy looks at. Okay, we're going to actually take the first instant feedback, then we will go to our callers. So just because Nancy had started already working on that. So it's from Maria, and she says hello to both of us. She has a moving question. She knows that it could not be anytime soon because she's not there financially yet. But she, do you see her living in a house with someone? Or would this be a solo move into the future? She still rents a small place, but she's feeling like it's getting a little too cramped. All right, Maria, let's see what we got. Oh, part of it is that you're feeling this outside pressure. So it may be that somebody said something to you recently, but you're feeling like people are judging you and that they're like being really petty around some stuff. So I don't know if this is something in your building or if it's, you know, making you feel like you're in a rush that you need to get your own place. But this is not the time to move. So as you said, it's not anytime soon, but I mean, it's really not the time to move yet. So I would just be looking at, you know, how these people are triggering you to making you feel like you have pressure. I would start looking at your place and feeling, you know, appreciative of, you know, having a place, being able to afford it, you know, really liking it. Maybe, you know, do some things to sort of shift the energy around it, buy some flowers or have some live plants around, you know, something that sort of heightens your energy so you're sort of starting to feel a little bit different. Maybe you could, you know, paint something a little bit differently, brighten up the house, so just because I'm feeling like you're feeling like kind of stuck. And you don't need to. I'm feeling the place you're in right now is teaching you something. It's helping you understand something. And I'm going to say it's not time to move yet. But I do see, you know, if you can shift some of this anxiety and feeling stuck or whatever's going on with people outside of you that are making you feel like you need to move, just, you know, bring some more joy in. So I would definitely look at something. This is an opportunity for you right now to make some new beginnings. And that's what I would focus on. As for love, it looks like it's what it's showing me right now is that you have been a little bit bored about some relationships recently and you're looking for something very specific. I would say this is spring. Have some fun. Enjoy yourself. Don't get too caught up on whether this is the one. And just have, you know, have some fun. And that's what I'm going to say, Nance.
Okay. So for Maria, the first thing I heard was, you got too much stuff. So if you're feeling cramped, it's like purge. You're being asked to let go of stuff. Really uproot. So you were saying, like, redecorate, Lori? Yes. But also, through that process of redecorating, let go of stuff you've been holding on to that has like bad memories or memories that no longer serve your journey.
Spring is always a great time to do that.
Oh yeah, perfect time to do that. And other people are looking to collect other people's stuff, so, you know, yard sale it if you want, or just, you know, donate it to somebody. So purge, because I'm hearing, and it's as you purge the physical objects, you're letting go of thoughts that no longer serve you as well. You're entering into a time of transformation, so you need to do so more lightheartedly. So as you clear the physical space, you clear the mental, emotional space, which allows you to open up to that more lighthearted energy and align with what it is you want to create. And this creation isn't just about moving and like creating a new home environment. It's about creating new sustainable relationships, new relationships within your work environment, new work opportunities. So, but it's like you need to let go of a lot of stuff first. Physical, emotional, mental.
Perfect.
And you'll be able to breathe in your small space.
Perfect. Okay. We have a phone call. Let's take Delbora. I think it's, I'm pronouncing her name correctly. Delbora?
That's correct. Thank you.
All right. So, hey, happy birthday tomorrow.
Yay. Thank you. I'm excited.
You're welcome.
So, my question is, I'm working on my master's degree in counseling. Do you see me graduating in 3 years?
Do you feel the need, like, are you doing it part-time or full-time? Part-time.
I'm full-time. Full-time.
Oh, you're full-time. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't feel that there would be any, I think this is a great opportunity for you. There's some choices that you can make if you feel that you're getting into a spot where things are getting too tight and you want to start working while you finish maybe the last year or so. That's a possibility mm-hmm. for you.
Right.
I know that, you know, sometimes that happens when we're, you know, in our education, especially if we're not a student and we're not used to, if we're a student, we're not used to having money, so we're not really missing anything. But when you
right.
go into it, you know, it's the second part of your life, then, you know, you're kind of anxious about getting stuff going. So there's choices there for you. I say mm-hmm. you'll definitely be successful. This is definitely something I think that you will excel in, and I think it's really where your heart's at right now. So move forward and do it bravely.
Okay.
Try not to over intellectualize things, though. Just really
okay.
allow your heart to flow.
Okay. Yeah, and I start a new job also in 2 weeks, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Nice. Nancy?
Oh, sorry.
Nancy?
It's one of those days. I'm having those little fleeting moments. Okay. So, you know what? I know you're asking about counseling. I need to go to relationship. I'm being pulled right to relationship. Are you in a relationship?
Yes. I'm trying to get out of one, and there's a younger gentleman that I've met that I feel like he's my soulmate. So
okay.
I'm trying to leave one and eventually slowly but surely get into another one.
Okay. So before you start the new one, make sure you finish the old one. Okay.
Yes.
In terms of, I'm not telling you what to do.
Yes,
just
ma'am.
You don't want to bring any of the stuff from the old one into the new one, which
mm-hmm.
is why I'm telling you, patients, don't jump forward too quickly. But
okay.
I am seeing that this new relationship potential is coming very soon, like in the next couple of months. It may mm-hmm. or may not be this person that you're thinking of now. So it's not about the person, but it's the new energy that's coming for you within relationship. That could be connected to the whole, you know, assisting other people with counseling as well.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing as a career. But it's really, you're going to see different ways of interacting with people and individuals within relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens primarily through your main relationship. So be very, very clear if you have chosen to end your current relationship. Be very clear about why, okay? You
mm-hmm.
don't want it to be for the new relationship. You want it to be for the new you that you're stepping into.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So I don't know if that helps you at all, but that's kind of like the message I received for you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I was in that void.
When you're in your void space, that makes a lot of sense, because I feel like I'm changing, especially with this new job, and then, you know, starting school again with my master's degree. I definitely feel like I'm changing and being more, I've healed, and I'm starting to be
yeah.
more in charge of myself, whereas I depended on my boyfriend for a long time, and he treated me like a child, but now I feel like I'm outgrown that, and he doesn't have to tell me what to do anymore type thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and baby steps, okay? So,
yeah.
like, you know, don't throw any bathwater, baby out with the bathwater kind of thing. Just take your time and really evaluate the changes that you're making and integrating into your life. And don't do anything you're going to regret later in terms of if your intuition is pulling on you not to do something yet, don't
mm-hmm.
do it yet.
Okay.
Be patient through the process, okay?
Okay.
And I don't mean don't do it because of a fearful thought. do it because it just doesn't, or not do it because it just doesn't feel right yet. It could be that you're getting insight in advance, but not to rush. Take your time through the process.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you so much. I hope that helps.
You're welcome.
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. All right. We're going into our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today I have Nancy Arruda. Nancy's our in-house astrologer. We're doing readings now. If you have a question, you want some guidance, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. Be really clear about what it is that you're wanting, and then add in your date of birth. Okay, so we have an instant feedback from Brandy. Her question is related to a project she's been working on for the last 3 years. Most people are saying it's considered a long shot, but not by Brandy, or else you wouldn't have spent 3 years working on it. She wonders if her chart, so that'll be Nancy, shows any breakthrough on the horizon, or she's just chasing a rainbow. What I'm picking up, Brandy, and I don't often get this when I do such a short reading, but I got two aces in a row, which means huge change and huge new beginnings for you. So I'm going to say there's a breakthrough coming very soon. I'm going to say it's even in the spring. And I see a lot of reward coming. I see sort of, I don't know if you're planning on going away on a trip or if there's something happening, maybe either business-wise or just because personally you want to go on a trip. Definitely take some time out when that happens. If it's happening anytime soon, definitely go on it. There's some new things that are going to happen. The other thing I see is that you need to discuss things with people, but not the people that are sabotaging you and telling you that it's a dream. Those are not the people that are going to be beneficial, but they're there for a reason. So there's a part of you that must feel subconsciously, or you wouldn't be having these people telling you in your life that you're chasing a dream, that there's a part of you subconsciously that isn't quite in alignment yet with it. But I'm going to say absolutely this can work and things are going to shift soon. But there's some people, one that you don't want to talk to, and there's some people that you do want to talk with. So just be really open right now. Use discernment. Look at the people that, you know, are trying to sabotage you. Look at your own reason in your life while you're creating that, and just allow yourself to move forward. Nance?
Yeah. as I look at, because it's interesting, I can see where you're coming from, Lori.
Okay.
In the same token, I'm getting the polarity.
Oh, really?
So when I look at the astrology, there is this huge desire to succeed with Brandy. You know, being a Leo, one, you have to watch the ego. Number two, you have Moon in Capricorn, which is, this is what I desire to create, therefore I will create it at all costs.
Mm.
And yes, you can create it. So that's where we're in alignment. I do believe, you know, the project that you've been working on, the more you believe in it, the easier it is to come to fruition. I think you're allowing the influence of other individuals to say it's not a possibility to influence your emotional structure more than you're aware of.
Definitely.
Yeah. And that's just normal. And then there's this part of you that's like, nope, I'm not going to let other people influence me. And that's where you need to look at all signs of the coin here. You need to look at how much longer can you make an investment in this project. If it's not costing you anything and you're making money with it, then, you know, keep doing it. But if it's taking away from the quality of life in other areas, you need to ask yourself, how can I integrate something temporarily while I continue to pursue this dream? So, because I'm seeing a side effect of, you know, if you believe it's an illusion, there's a part of it that is. And I'm seeing a side effect of being trapped in the illusion and not realistically looking at what's transpiring within the physical reality. Again, there's huge potential for this to be successful. Okay, so it is a possibility. But you need to find the balance.
And what I could be picking up is something completely new that's coming in as well, which may be part of what you're doing, but taking it into a different direction or taking it in a direction that you hadn't thought of. So it's, you know, take it as you want. Just
be open.
Yes.
To what it looks like.
And definitely look at, if people are telling you you're chasing a dream, look at the unconscious within you and figure out what part of you is not in alignment with this.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfectly said.
All right. Olivia from San Diego. Let's see. She's thinking of applying for a new position at another company. It's the same type of work. Do I see this as a good change? I can't seem to get ahead of my current position no matter how hard I work. Do you see things getting better at work, or is it time to move on? Okay, well, it sounds like you've already decided that you're going to be moving on by going out and trying to find new work. I'm going to say, what is the term when we are so impatient when we're young?
Yes.
You know, you've got your whole life ahead of you still, Olivia, to decide even if you're in the right field. And a lot of times what happens is, you know, things feel like they may be getting stuck. In your case, because you have that very, very strong indigo energy where you have to have everything happen immediately or you just don't stick with it, that's kind of what's happening here. And, you know, you're still so very young, and I'm going to say that, and you're probably thinking, what's she talking about? But because you don't feel like you are, but you have so much still ahead of you. And I would say, you know, look into what your intuition is telling you. It sounds like you already know that you want to change positions. The thing is, you know, can things get better at work? Absolutely. Do you want to change and go into different areas? Sure. Just don't do it for the wrong reasons. Don't do it for money. Don't do it, you know, because you're having problems at work. Do it because this is what excites you and you're wanting to change in a different area. Sometimes our focus is off a bit. And I think what this is kind of bringing into you is to maybe look at what your intention is and what your motivation is, because I think you're really wanting to develop different areas in your life, but you're taking this sort of job / career as an opportunity to sort of move into a different a successful place. So look at what your motivation is and determine if that's really what you want to do. I'm also seeing something about a relationship coming up, and when that relationship comes up, your focus is going to not be so much on career as it is right now, but because, you know, you're feeling like the money's a problem and stuff, and I'm not saying that you should totally change once you're in a relationship, but that is kind of what happens with women. That there is a relationship coming for you. So whatever anxiety and stuckness that you're feeling, that may start shifting. So just be aware, follow your heart, be open. Nancy.
Okay. The stuckness that Olivia is feeling is keeping herself stuck, which is, it's one of the difficult energies to be working with, but there's this, I don't want to make the wrong choice, so I'm just going to stay here until I know for certain it's the absolute right choice. Instead of learning to really open up and go with the flow and trust in the direction that your heart is taking you in. Again, you don't want to make the job change for the wrong reason. So I will agree with that component of it. You need to make the change because it's in alignment for the betterment of yourself in this particular case. As well as, don't jump out of the job to avoid a lesson that you need to learn. So don't jump out of the job to avoid a lesson that you need to learn. This has to do with, it's almost like there's this lesson that you're learning, and a part of you is like, I'm done with learning this lesson, time to move on. In this lifetime, you are here to complete situations around using your mind as a tool for choice that's in alignment with how you relate to other people and what it is that you value and believe in. You do typically operate from the heart and allow your emotions to guide your way. You have to learn how to integrate the energy of discernment in your choices and not just operate from the emotional perspective. So it's here that you're learning to balance your mind and heart and create a plan. Because typically you don't have a plan, you go from one fleeting moment to the next. So this is where a plan is required.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to go to our last break. If you have any questions, you still haven't gotten into us, we do have an instant feedback right now. If you want to jump that queue, you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul, Nancy Aruda from Universal Sky, and we're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's Intuitive Soul. We have Nancy Aruda here today. Nancy can be found on the web at UniversalSky.com. If you have questions, if you like the work that we're doing, you want to sign up for a private session, contact Nancy at her website in universalsky.com and get a personal reading from her, because if you've ever had one done, this is definitely a great time, especially with air being in Aries and spring, and it's just a new time to sort of start making changes. All right, so we have a caller. It's Sandy from Massachusetts. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome. All right, so you just started a new position, but it's not resonating?
Yeah, a couple months now. I checked in with you guys a little over a few months ago. It was whether or not I wasn't sure if I was going to get it. I did. I've been in it a few months. It's a lot for me.
Because it's so much change?
It's a lot.
But it doesn't want it, right? Right?
Any insights on anything else coming or anything?
Okay. So I'm getting that, you know, this is a juggling period. You're kind of in this phase of learning new skills, doing new things, learning new people. It feels like it's a bit overwhelming for you. I actually feel that things could get better, but I also feel that there's another opportunity if you want something different. What I would do before you make any changes, since it hasn't been all that long, I would really look at, you know, the things that you don't like about it, and maybe look at some of the patterns that might be repeating in your life, so that you could, so that when you do change, if you want to change, or it may just, you know, start changing as you realize the patterns and where they're coming from, it may just, you know, completely shift the business that you've moved into to make it feel much more in alignment with what you're wanting. It feels like you're just overwhelmed. And I see lots of new things coming, and I see you really in a really good place, but right now you're just overwhelmed. So I would say this isn't a time necessarily to make change yet, but if you want to in the next couple of months, if it really isn't filling for you, then, you know, definitely, go for it. Follow your intuition, follow your heart, and, see what happens. Nancy, what are you picking up?
Yeah, I'm getting something very, very sad. The first word that came to mind was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's almost like you can feel that sense of overwhelmingness. And you're questioning whether or not you have the skill set to perform the tasks at hand. Yes, you have the skill set. You just haven't used them for a while. I don't know if that makes sense to you. So it's about learning how to get back into that flow. You do need to give yourself a period of time before another opportunity arises. And I'm getting that's connected more to a 4, so like 4 months. So I don't know if you've been in this position for 4 months or if you should wait another 4 months, but give yourself some time to adjust. Keep looking. If you think this is not it and I want something else, you can keep looking for something new, but I don't see anything new that's going to be easier or under what you're doing for at least another 4 months.
Okay.
It's
just a waiting game.
Well, it's not a waiting game. Yeah. It's a reestablishing your skill set game.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, you have the skills. You have the ability to do the job. You just haven't used your skills in this format or all of these skills at once in the past. So this is where it's new and overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It's a faster pace than what you're used to.
Yes, that's true.
And that's where you're getting used to it. So there's a part of you that says, oh, I'm getting older. I can't keep up with this faster pace.
Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with your age. It has to do with you were looking for something that would be exciting, but not necessarily difficult. And there's a part of you that's saying this is too difficult.
Yes, that's right.
It's not difficult, though. So get rid of the difficult components. Stop looking at it as though it's difficult. Go into, what do I like about this job? What am I learning about this job? And focus on what's exciting about the position. And allow that to engage you for the next little while.
Okay. So I appreciate that. I mean, it's helpful. Shifting my perspective and...
Yeah.
Okay.
When we shift our perspective, we shift our reality.
Yeah. And let us know what happened, Sandy. I'm glad you called and let us know you got it. Sounds like you're a little bit more overwhelmed. Yeah.
But that's a positive, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. You're creating. You're in the creative mode. So
I am. Okay. Thank you, lady.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, we have one last instant feedback. We can't put a lot of time into it because we're almost ready to go. It's Kathy from Michigan. She's starting a new program to lose weight and get healthier. She's asking if we see it being successful. I'm going to quickly say what I'm going to have to say, and then Nancy, you can say if there's anything in her chart that can assist her. I'm getting that there's too many people around you that are sabotaging you. So people are pushing you there's gossip. There's too many things around you that are sabotaging you. Maybe sabotaging yourself a little bit as well. I'm going to say it can be successful. I did a great interview last month, and I will be interviewing him again on April 30th. It's dietless.info. So dietless.info. It is a great program if you really want to work on your metabolism without doing too. The philosophy is it's not what you eat, it's how you eat it. And that's really what it's all about. So if I would prefer you to start something like that than to, you know, get into a place where you're going to sabotage yourself even more than making yourself feel like you're a failure, by not getting what you're wanting. So just be really careful. There's too many people around you right now. Nancy, what are you getting?
Yeah, I'm getting the external is directing this choice. So it's all about, it's not so much an internal decision, it's an external decision, meaning it's being dictated.
Right.
Either by, you know, the medical community, people in your close circle, you feel as though you're being judged, based on, or, you know, so it's beyond just not feeling well. You need to do this program because you want to feel better about you. Not because somebody else says you're not at your full capacity because you may be overweight or underactive or whatever. You have to do it because there's a part of you on an internal level that says, I want to feel better about me. And if that's your driving force, then it will be successful.
Perfect. Okay. So, Nance, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. If you want more information, if you like the work we're doing, contact Nancy at her website, universalsky.com, or myself at intuitivesoul.com. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Rudin, Lori Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.